You ought to go to the protect.org website. You'll see some things that'll shock you. A judge telling a defendant who molested a 9-year-old girl, well, it takes two to tango. A judge who, in a case involving a 5-year-old boy, said the boy was seductive in awarding probation to the offender. Well, look, how do you think you get to be a judge? I mean, think about it for a minute. Or, for that matter, a district attorney. I mean, you elect these guys, but there's no opposing candidate. Tell me who ran against Morgenthau in the last election. Go ahead. Of course you can't. These aren't real elections, is what I'm saying. How do you even judge a district attorney? Let me ask you that. When you judge a district attorney, when the press judges a district attorney, how do you think they do it? Conviction rate. Of course they do it by conviction rate. So how do you get the best possible conviction rate? Make it that you duck all the cases that are tough. I mean, I could get 100% conviction rate if I simply said, okay, let's say you shot 3 people, stabbed 6 people, and raped 7 people. I'll give you 3 years. Who's not going to take it? I mean, they don't call them plea bargains, you know, for nothing. But nobody actually looks into this. Nobody has like a consumeristic attitude towards law enforcement. You just wait for the press to report an atrocity, and then you scream and yell. Robert Chambers, right, was just in the news, right? Okay. What do you think actually happened in that case? I mean, everybody's beating their chest now saying it's so terrible he's getting out. What do you think actually happened in that case? Do you remember the case? So what do you think he was convicted of? Yeah, and he pleaded to manslaughter. And you know what he got for that plea? He got a whole bunch of burglaries that they had him dead to right on thrown in, and a whole bunch of drug charges thrown in. He got a free murder, as far as I'm concerned. He got it free. Now, why did he get the deal? Why did he get that deal? They tried the case, and the jury hung. So the second time around, not taking any chances. And he got the deal. By me, I don't believe for a second that this was, you know, because the victim's family wanted it. I mean, they may have, but what do I care? The case said the people of the state of New York against Robert Chambers. It didn't say, you know, Jennifer's mother against Robert Chambers. I don't even see why she got to make that choice. But this happens all the time, is what I'm saying. When you see people pleading, they're getting the kitchen sink thrown in. And it's the deal you wanted because these are people that you vote for.